Hello, everybody. Welcome to the OTV podcast, episode 24. Today we are joined by our guest, Foosley. Leslie, introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Leslie or Foosley. Thanks for the introduction. I am a variety streamer on Twitch. And yes, that's about it.
Thank you for the introduction. And we're joined by Michael Reeves. William Scarra Lee.
Why'd you have
and yours truly disguised Lily. Now let's get back on track. The first topic we have today is Twitch's recent DMCA wave that Leslie unfortunately had the pleasure or displeasure, I guess, of getting two strikes on your channel, I believe.
Yes. Well, first of all, let me say that I always thought that mustache was real. Like you were wearing a physical mustache.
No,
what do you mean? It's real.
Oh. Okay, we'll go with that. So the strike thing. So pretty much, my experience with it was very unfortunate. But was it like 2 weeks ago now? I feel like it was 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, I get an email in my inbox, and it says you have a strike on your account for playing. I think it was Seven Rings by Ariana Grande or something. I click on the link that it says like this is the clip, it's gone. So I can't even see like how loud it was, what the context was. And it just says you've been striked once. If this is your third strike, your account is now banned or something. And then I was like, okay, well, I've been streaming songs on this platform for years, just kind of chilling in the background listening to music. So maybe just this one time it was a problem and it'll never happen again because it's been years. But then come 5 days later, I believe, I get a second strike for Cake by the Ocean by DNC. And then I click on the link again to the clip that was problematic and there is no clip once again. So I wasn't able to see the context. And then it says, this is your second strike. If this is your third strike, you are now permanently banned. And then at that moment, I freaking panic and I message Sue. And I'm like, Sue, I got two strikes. It says if I get another one, I'm going to be permanently banned. What do I do? And then she just calls me. And then she's like, all right, this is a really serious issue. And I have no good news for you, basically. The only solution is that right now, you need to delete all your clips. DMCA has recently been coming down on everyone. Just this week has been like the first wave apparently, and she's like, I only see it getting worse from here. And so right now what you need to do is just go through all your clips. And I said, okay, I can delete a lot of my clips, but like what about the ones that have like one view on them that are like from 2017 that someone clipped because maybe I like said their name or something and then it happened to have a song in it? She's like, yeah, you have to delete those too. So then I'm like, that's impossible. I like start panicking. She's like, yeah, we'll just get to work. We'll figure it out. And then I just proceed to have a meltdown. And then I call Edison and everyone's trying to write. I'm getting together a bunch of people. People are trying to write a script that can like delete things.
That's my first thought too.
Yeah. Like, okay, just load this, delete this, you know. But then we tried that and Edison's computer just stopped loading the clips. And then I thought it was his issue, but it was everyone's issue. No one could even load clips. So we couldn't, yeah. So that's the TLDR, and then luckily I was able to get them all deleted, but it was like a really painful situation, and it sucks because all my clips are deleted. So,
yeah. So the DMCA is the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and it's from 1998, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some people were arguing, like, is it a little outdated for modern times, or... You know, what do you guys think about that? I'm being a good host.
Wow.
Good job, Lily. Yeah. You knew the date and everything.
Yeah, wow. You did your research? Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, why don't we talk to Michael? Because he's big on YouTube, I'm sure. The thing is, DMCA hit, like, YouTube first. Like, YouTubers used to run, all kinds of shit, right? And then after, like, they got struck, like, you know, a million times, they're like, okay, we can't do anything.
Yes. Do you guys remember a long time ago, there was on YouTube, there was like this wave of false DMCA strikes or something?
I think that happened a couple times.
People constantly do it. It's really annoying.
Even if you hum a song, YouTube will flag your videos.
Yes. Recently, someone uploaded one of my songs again, and they registered it under like another label, and then they used that to try to strike people who are using my song or something. And I'm like, this is stupid. But anyway, sorry. Go on, Michael.
Yeah. A large wave of DMCA hit YouTube. And it's, like, been hitting YouTube, but I don't remember it issuing, like, channel strikes. You know, you get, like, a warning and the video gets, like... Usually the deal that YouTube has with, like, music industry is they'll split the revenue or just take all the revenue from the YouTube video. And, like, that's just the deal that YouTube has made. I don't know why, like, Twitch is so harsh. That's seems like a pretty... it must have been seen coming, you know? They must have seen, like, you know, if it applies to all clips that someone can get, like, instantly, you know, three strike for everything.
The thing is, on the VOD system on Twitch, which bless their soul, their VOD system is complete garbage. It auto-mutes your VODs. Like, if there's a DMCA thing, it just mutes it, like the section, you know?
Yeah, that sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, like, that's reasonable, but for some reason, like, that doesn't apply to, like, clips at all, which is where this is the problem is coming. Yeah.
From clips.
Wow. Yes.
There's so many, I think there's a lot of gray area with this kind of stuff. Like, I struggle to understand if I hum a song, right? Mm-hmm. Or I hear something and then they, you know, DMCA that, right? It just feels like a boring dystopia.
Right now, it just feels really frustrating because, like, I'm in constant fear of this, like, third strike. Like, if I had one, I'd be, like, still scared, but... like now if I like hum like something or if anything with like lyrics pops up, like I'm like listening to like Lily's playlist or another playlist, I start hearing lyrics because it'll like auto play to something else. I instantly panic. I'm like, oh gosh, this sounds like it's DMCA-able or whatever. So I like instantly like switch back and I just have the same songs on loop. And I don't mind that, but it just sucks that like I feel like I have no protection or like there's nothing I can really do except just completely go.
Just be careful, forehead.
And also there's like no time, like no, you know how YouTube issues like a cooldown period or like after you get strikes, if you don't have a strike for like 90 days or something, do they get erased or
I don't know.
You're
a
YouTuber here.
Yeah, no, I've never gotten.
Is it more like
strike,
your channel in like good standing? Maybe I'm not sure.
I could imagine that feature exists. Yeah.
Yeah, but does on Twitch it doesn't have that. Yeah, as of right now, there's like nothing. I was like asking all these questions, and all Twitch is like, "Yeah, no, so far nothing."
No, you have to be stressed out for life. Have fun with that. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So you're just in constant fear of a third strike coming.
Yeah, constant fear, and also like the clips thing. Like it was really sad when I was deleting them. I was like, just like I was watching my like Discord, and they were like all linking clips. Like, oh, before they go, I'm gonna delete this in 5 minutes. Watch it, and I just start like, I'm like, wow, that's really sad. And then I just start like slowly sobbing, and I'm like, and then I'm just like, damn, this is gonna be something that I'll probably be upset about for a long time because like, come 30 years or 20 years from now, I'll like want to go back on these clips.
Me too. Yeah, I would use them as memories. I feel like big like music companies, right? They're very scary. Like I told the story before. I did a cover of Imagine Dragons Warriors on piano, right? Mm-hmm. On YouTube. Didn't make me much money. Made me like maybe $20 in ad revenue, right? They messaged me saying like, oh, you have a digital download available. You need to fill out this form because you did a cover of our song. We need to know how much money you made off of this song. And like all this stuff for a cover, a piano cover of the song. So I was like, wow, I'm never covering your songs again. You know, it's just so unnecessarily, like, harp. I don't know. I feel like music, if it's transformative, I think this is a completely different story to topic, but, like, if we do covers, right, is that, where does that fall under? I don't know.
I heard that if you do covers, it has to be, like, in the likeness of the original artist. Like, and you have to make all the instrumentals yourself and then sing it as the original has sung it. I was looking up the very specifics.
What?
I could, and then it said like, it's not like do your best job, but like in good faith, that was the words, in good faith that like you are doing your best to sound like the original. And I was like,
wait, so let me get this straight. After all of this, like you have a great singing voice, right? You've sang on your stream before. You've done Twitch sings, used to play music on your stream and do like, you know, covers and stuff. Are you just not doing any of that anymore? Like, you're just yours is gone.
The only thing I'm considering is Twitch Sings, because I know I can do it within Twitch Sings. So that's the only option. But as of right now, I'm just like, put a halt to all, like, even humming and just anything. I'm just like, yeah, none of it.
So what do you listen to? Do you listen to like copyright-free music from like...
I listen to Lily's playlist and Harris Heller's playlist.
I'll like, make just, more.
More! Yeah, I'm the same five songs.
I'm literally just gonna like... I want to make like 2 hour long just piano shit. Like nothing, like just simple shit just for like background music, because I feel like, I don't know, everyone listens to the same like piano background music on YouTube. I know y'all listen to the Studio Ghibli, the fucking lo-fi. Like,
yeah.
Everyone listens to that stuff, right? It's really funny.
Can we get striked for that?
Yeah.
Studio Ghibli stuff?
Technically, isn't that a cover of an actual song? Like the Studio Ghibli stuff is Joe Hisaishi, right? But then people are making covers of that, and then people are using those covers as background music.
I've been struck for covers. I've been struck for lo-fi remixes of songs. Like, okay, so, like where it's just the basest little, like the tiniest little bits of the song, and they're using it like in the background over like a bunch. You know how lo-fi is just like remixes shit to fuck.
Do you guys want to get DMCA'd? Happy birthday to you.
I think that one's fine, right? Happy birthday?
No.
Wait, really?
You better never wish happy birthday on your stream ever again.
I did this week.
Wait, unironically, Lily, what was the thing about happy birthday you told me, I think?
They still have... It's not public domain yet. Let me look it up. The people actually got an...
Oh, no.
Leslie has to live in fear for the rest of her life.
Oh, no, it is. Okay, so years ago it wasn't, but I think a judge has approved... Wait, a settlement that will put happy birthday to you in the public domain. This was 2016. It ends the ownership claims of Warner Chappell Music, the music publishing company that had been collecting royalties on the song for years.
That's nuts.
Isn't that crazy?
In 2016.
The attorney was like, everyone who has a birthday can celebrate. Strong copyright protection is important for artists and content creators, but it must have limits. Because like before, they were like, anytime you heard happy birthday, whatever. 2016 is not that long ago too, right?
No.
Like if the waiters are singing it in restaurants or amusement parks or whatever, like there's a reason why people, I don't know if you guys have seen, but waiters who don't sing happy birthday, they sing like a variation of happy birthday.
Happy,
like,
happy birthday.
Like, yeah, like that. So they don't get like fucking sued or something. What?
Oh, so God. It is. So wait. So it's saying in 2016, it's now as of 2016, no, it's we're good.
Public domain.
Okay.
So you're good.
Can I at least sing
that? Warner, they settled for $14 million, and the court declared that Happy Birthday to you is in the public domain. Jesus Christ.
You got $14 million for some of it?
Well, let's just not talk about this. That music we could sing Happy Birthday?
Wait, wasn't there something with like H3 Productions that like they went to court and stuff for like some things like a fair use of like
another, it was because another YouTuber was mad that they were using clips of his videos to shit on him, and it was mainly due in part to the fact that he was like offended that H3 was shitting on him. I think there was good reason. He stupid shit. But yeah, it turned into like a big fair use case, right? So it's like it wasn't necessarily DMCA, but it was like, do you have the right to use someone else's YouTube clips in your video as fair use and transformative? Mm. And they ended up winning after like a long ass time.
But that makes it better for YouTubers now in the future, right?
That makes it better. But that was more like people, person to person, like creator to creator, and not like person to massive fucking lawyered up company, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I feel like if it's transformative enough, it should be allowed. Like, nothing is like truly original these days, you know? A song is like, what, a chord progression, melody, how they arrange it, how they record it, right? But people have probably used the same exact chord progression already. You know what? Maybe like hints and bits and pieces of like the same melody. I don't know.
Yeah, DMC just feels very outdated. Like it's 1998 that was all the thing, right? And then now we live in this time where like you know, Twitch is like a, but YouTube, we're like, I don't know. Anything, my opinion is that we're like promoting a lot of their music. Just like, it's kind of like a little radio station, or, you know, a lot of times people are like, what song are you listening to? I'm like, oh, it's this. And I'm not like just sitting there listening to the song and just like monetizing me just sitting there listening. I'm just playing it in the background, like while I'm talking. And it's just kind of like,
yeah,
you know, so if anything, I feel like with so many people doing that, it just brings more publicity and attention to these songs, yeah, but it's never that simple.
The exposure thing, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it.
I think labels...
It's the money thing, right?
Yeah.
They have... It's in their legal rights, but I feel like as time goes on, something... I don't know. I feel like there could be like a compromise. But
yeah, the rules have to be updated for the digital age, right?
Yeah, yes. I don't even know if it's like necessarily DMCA. Like, I know that that's outdated, but I feel like that would take like a lot of time to change, you know, like DMCA law. I feel like you could change like how companies like Twitch and YouTube respond to DMCA law, you know, because it's Twitch's policy that's the strike system, right? It's not like DMCA saying all of you need to have a 3-strike system. It's like Twitch saying that, it's YouTube saying that, and like I feel like it would be nice to see them like trying to come up with like a creative solution to that. I know it's very difficult, but, and I don't necessarily know how, but it would be nice to see like effort on it.
Yeah. Like, even if it's just, like, instead of the... Like, they can take my Twitch clip revenue.
Yeah.
Like, I'm completely okay if they do that, you know? It's like, okay, cool. I think cool.
That would be totally fine.
Like, they can have that 0.03 cent. I literally looked at my VOD, how much my VODs made over the course of an entire year one time. And I think I made $30 or something. Like, something, like, really small. It was like, I think it's a lot better now, but my god.
I didn't even know you could do that. Look at
you make money on your VODs, but like this the rate is like
it's so minuscule.
Infinitely small that you would not know. Actually curious, like Leslie is under 2 strikes and Lily, have you gotten the strike yet?
I have never gotten a strike, but I am a little scared. I remember I had a stream, right? Where I was just listening to songs that chat linked me because I wanted recommendations, right?
Yeah.
Literally, it was a stream where I would pull up YouTube videos of songs and then be like, I would listen to it, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. Yeah, I really like how they did this. Like, and then like, and I would keep doing it. I'm like, does that count? Like, as like, I'm like kind of commentating on it. I'm scared now, so I'm not going to do it.
I think it depends on the amount of time you listen to it, right?
Some songs I did listen to all of it just because I can like listen to and give my opinion on it. Like, wow, this was a really good song. Thank you for the recommendation. I will listen to this later, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Let's move on. To chess.
Wow. Wait, before we move on, can I see what I do for DMCA? Actually, I've been doing this for a while.
What do you do?
So I play my music really low. It's just background music, right? I used to listen to, this was like the progression of my kind of stuff. I used to listen to jazz playlists, actually, because I really like smooth jazz is nice, actually. And I got DMCA'd for like all of it. Like, it was jazz
that
and
stuff is racist.
Jazz and R&B, I got DMCA'd for a shitload of it. And so how I would know is I would put my VODs or my gameplay highlights on YouTube, and YouTube would instantly be like, that's... That's DMC. Like, this is someone else's. I'm like, okay. And so over the times, I went from like R&B, jazz, rock to like anime music and like Japanese anime music. I started playing like, you know, like essentially like video game music. I have this video game playlist, and a lot of this stuff from like Japan, they don't DMCA on YouTube. And so over the times, like my playlist is like literally all video game music and like anime openings, and unless it's like the very most recent, like don't fucking do My Hero, like most recent OP, you're gonna get struck instantly. But like, as long as it's not that or like any current season, like usually it's okay. It's like I've been doing that for like a year and a half, and like it has prepared me well for this, because I'm just like, yep, I don't have to be worried. I don't
That's
think
kind of... You're a five-head genius.
I don't
so
think
careless.
I don't know. I think like maybe if they pull back long enough, they'll find the music that was DMCA'd. So until I get the strike, I'm not gonna worry too much about it. I feel like, no offense, Leslie, you're like the guinea pig for me. Like
I am.
You're like the front running guinea pig. I'm just like, okay, what's gonna happen to her? You know, when they like electrocute her, is she gonna breathe still? And so, I'm just waiting to see like if you like another strike, or like if other people get two strikes, like what is Twitch gonna do? Because they can't lose. They can't lose like all of us, you know. And so like you're like a pretty prominent, like fairly large streamer. Like I just want to see like will the guinea pig live? No. Like, I mean, I'm talking about your career here, but like, I'm just saying, you know.
I understand. Mm. I understand. I'll take it. It's fine.
It's a very INTJ thing to say. Yes.
I'll be the guinea pig. I've been told by a lot of people, like, you're not gonna get banned. Don't delete your clips. Just so many people DMing me, and then I talk to Twitch. So they're like, you will get banned. Delete your clips. So I just
I wouldn't. Scary. I wouldn't risk it. For you, especially, especially if they want to make an example, like, they could use you.
Yeah. Like, one person is fine for them to show people that they're serious. And I don't want that to be me. Anyways, it's frustrating. But here we are. Nothing. I feel like I can't do anything about it.
Just
wallow in my tears. I feel like... That's it.
Thanks, Pokey. If you get, like, one more strike, that'd literally be, like, checkmate for you. Speaking of checkmate, recently... A massive explosion in popularity in Twitch. What are your thoughts on the resurgence? Resurgence? Is that a word?
Yes, that is the correct word.
Correct.
So, Michael and I tried out chess a few years ago.
I saw.
Oh,
I was watching Hikaru watch you guys.
You're welcome.
It was so bad. It was like, I consider myself a relatively, fairly, intelligent person most of the time. Are you okay? You need some water? No. You good?
Yeah, I'm
good. He's allergic to bullshit.
and then Michael and I played chess. My faith, like, I felt so stupid, for lack of a better word. Just stupid. But what about you guys? Have you played chess? Like, have you?
Skara, you can go
Leslie,
first.
Leslie, you're in the pod champs. I am in the pod. Okay,
well, chess is hard. I don't play chess. And then one day, Albert Boxbox was messaging me, or he comes onto my stream. He's like, want to play me in chess? And I was like... I'm so bad. He's just playing me. I'm like, fine. I play one game. I lose. The next day, chess.com emails me and said, do you want to be in our chess tournament? And I was like, So I don't reply. And then Hikaru messages me on Twitter the same day. He says, hey, are you going to be in the chess tournament? And I was like, what? So then I said, I have no experience. And he said, that should be fine. Let me double check. He goes, it's fine. And I was like, okay. So I did it. And then that's why I now have a massive regret. I have so much anxiety every day about this stupid tournament.
But it's great, right?
I don't know, man. It's like you think backseating in like other games is bad? In chess,
oh my God.
It's
like, the chat. Pawn to E5. Pawn to E5. Why she do that?
I can like hear their screeches, and like I thought I was crazy for almost crying one time because of how mean people were to me in chess. And then but then I watched Janet's stream, and then she started crying in her stream too, and I was like, oh my God, I'm not alone. Like I got overwhelmed too. So she's like, it doesn't help when you guys are just saying she's so bad it hurts, you know, like. And I was like, that's the same shit I get.
And then like if you say she's so bad it hurts, why the fuck you watching? Okay, you turn the stream on, you're choosing to watch a Twitch streamer who's clearly not that great at chess trying their best. Like, why type, oh my God, they're so bad, it's so painful. Yes. I'm like actually a grandmaster in my own, like, sorry, that makes me so, like,
exactly,
like, mm-hmm. Why say mean things like that, you know, like
I think it's all strategy games. You get backseat, and chess is even worse because chess, someone can literally pop up an engine and be like, that was the wrong move. They could literally turn on fucking like the super AI and be like, yeah, this AI calculated, you blundered there, you know, and you don't know.
When we play chess, like, they tell you your blunders and mistakes and, like, where you went wrong. And I'm like, I didn't know. Like, there was a wrong move. Like, you know, like...
A wrong move? Yeah. You thought it was more subjective than that?
It's not. Computer can calculate everything.
That's actually so funny.
You can, like, predict the optimal game with a chess engine.
Wait, so I have an idea. What if you're versing someone, right? But then you verse a computer, right? But you do what your opponent would do and see what the computer does.
They do that.
And then you do the computer move instead.
That. Yeah, that's called cheating.
That's called, that happens a lot. Yeah. Like, to play around that, a lot of people play faster chess. Like, you can't really do that if you're playing like blitz you know? Because like, even to move the pieces and like wait for the thing to update, like, you'll take a lot of time.
Yeah, true. Okay. Mm. That's it. Okay, I thought it was being five head, but I guess chess. People have done that already.
But
I think the first computer to like beat a human was like 20 years ago, right?
Oh.
Like, it was before computers were like, wow, we have unlimited minutes. That's
nice.
Cool. Woo! Cool. Yeah, good job, Lily.
We have unlimited Zoom minutes.
What the fuck? Okay, whatever.
They figured out how to beat humans in chess like a long ass time ago. Mm-hmm. We're in the 1980s.
It also helps that chess is so, you know, it's universal, right? Like, anyone can play. It's not like video games.
It is weird. Like, go ahead. No.
No, go. You
finish
your thought.
No, okay. Just the fact that all of us have at one point played chess in our lives, it's weird to think that when we're kids, like, some point we're like chessboard and someone teaches us. It's like a classic game.
Hmm.
200-year-old game, by the way.
200?
Yeah. I think
just
so,
200?
Yeah.
I thought it was older.
Older. Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I thought it was like 1500.
It originated like in India, right?
Oh, 1500 years. Sorry.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Sorry. I seem to have been a little bit mistaken. Anyways, like, I think chess has been crazy. Like, the evolution of chess on Twitch is like, is it QXC? It's XQC. Right?
Yeah, XQC.
XQC started playing chess with Nakamura, which, by the way, it's like insane that the best chess players in the world stream on Twitch. Like,
that's so
like,
funny.
Crazy. Magnus Carlsen literally was considered to be like potentially the best chess player of all time. Fucking memes on Twitch, like, here and there. Like, he fucking plays while drunk and like fucks with his opponent. Like, he gave one time he gave his opponent like 9 free moves, started the game and still beat him. Like, what? It was just at like Grandmaster, and it was like, it's like to see those types of like talented people come in and like interact with each other. Like, the XQC is like 900 rated player, and like Hikaru on that website is like 3000 rated. Like, he played me, and I played chess before, like, when I was really young. I played like in my middle school years for like 3 years or something. And like, I went to like the state championship. I got like a trophy for placing 14th at state. I think I'm not very high rated. I think I was like 1100 at the time. For really small, I was like, okay, it wasn't bad. And like, he beat my ass. It was 1 minute to 10. He beat my ass in 30 seconds. And then afterwards, I was like, wow, it's like, you bullied me. Like it was like the playground. And like, you took my lunch money. And he told me, he's like, I think I can go faster. So the next game, he gave himself 30 seconds and beat me in 16. And I was just like, holy fuck. I ended my like sessions with him there. And I was like, I need to take a break. Yeah, he's that phenomenally good. Like, the skill difference is that wide, you know?
That's so cool. Like, yeah. Being that good at, you have to think so many moves ahead, and I can't. I just do whatever.
When you see his clips and he's like calculating the best move 15 moves in advance, you see the arrows, you're just like, this guy's a fucking like maniac. He's actually like a genius.
Have you seen him do puzzles? He does puzzles like so far. Like, they're, his chat play, or I don't know, like, the one time I was watching him do puzzles, his chat's like, let's play a game. Let's see if we can spot the king before he finishes the puzzles. And I actually tried. Like, I'd look at the board, I'd look for the king, and by the time I found the king, he'd like solve the puzzle.
Yep.
And I was like, what? And then he just go back to back to back to back to back to back to back, like 40 in a row, no mistakes. No, and I was just
Because like, he's like the number one or number two at like blitz chess. So like, at the fastest version of the legal chess, he's the best in the world. So, like, he sees the board state instantly and makes a decision.
Chess is so interesting. I also really, and I was kind of off to, like, the aesthetics of chess.
Oh,
like, you know, the king, the queen.
Oh,
the, it's like I don't know. I like that a lot.
Me too.
There's been a lot of, you know, pop culture that comes from chess, right?
All right.
I can see why it got really popular.
But real talking.
I'm probably not going to play it, but.
Yeah, real talk. Chess is popular right now for one reason, though. I feel it's because there's no good multiplayer games right now this year, and it hasn't been for like a year and a half, I think, or a year. Like, there was a, like, the golden age was like probably like League of Legends is still popping. Overwatch came out. You know, stuff like that where, like, there's, like, really good games. Like, I think right now it's, like, aside from Valorant, every other game failed. There's no good MMOs. There's no good multiplayer games. Literally everything else is, like, kind of terrible. And there's only good single-player games out right now. Like, Last of Us 2 is coming out. Cyberpunk's later this year. Like, Witcher 3 was earlier years. Like, there's lots of good ones like that. But, like, there's, like, no multiplayer games. And it's really embarrassing, like, the top categories of multiplayer games are, like, aside from Valorant, are, like, chess. And, like a 1,500-year-old game and Minecraft. You know? It's, like a 10-year-old game. Like, a 15-year-old game.
Looking for games to play.
Like,
speaking of Minecraft.
Oh, the segue again.
Recently, we always end up going back to Minecraft, I noticed. I swear to God, this is Fed. I know it's Fed. Can you excuse me for a second?
Take your time.
Mm-hmm. So what are we going to talk about while she's gone? Michael?
Do you want any food, Star? I'm going to order some food.
No,
I'll take some food, too. You can ship over some Starbucks over to my house. Yeah, yeah, it's okay. I got it over here.
Okay.
Jesus. Did they sponsor you yet, Leslie?
Sponsor?
It's my dream.
What if they sponsored you, but instead of giving you money, they're just like, we'll just give you free product?
I'm down.
You doing it?
I do it.
That's reasonable. Yeah, that's reasonable. You do that for, like, energy drinks.
Yeah.
See how much product she goes through a day? Come on, look at that.
Just one a day, on average.
Lost my dog. What are you gonna do? Why is she... Is someone over right now? It's the only reason she should be barking right now. Someone is over,
Lily's mustache moved up to her...
It's the person who's working on our podcast setup is over right now. New person trying to figure out, like, if we can design a better podcast setup, just to see. So that's why she's bright. Okay, yeah.
When are you guys going to move back to a, like, in-person podcast?
We were going to, but actually a couple people like the Zoom podcast. I think
it is much easier.
I love the Zoom. Like, as a viewer, I love it, too.
Yeah. So, like, I think whatever makes people more comfy is the one we're going to go with, you know?
Yeah.
That's reasonable. You can have more episodes with that.
Yeah. So, sorry, Lily. I know a new person's here because they're helping us with the podcast setup.
Oh, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she barking so much?
I've watched every offline TV podcast from the beginning.
I'm sorry.
That's a lie.
No, it's real. You can test me on any facts. I actually watched them all.
What was our last one about?
Black Lives Matter.
Oh, shit!
Mm-hmm.
She could have known that.
No, and before that was Sykuno, I guess, starring.
Oh,
and Toast always reveals way too much about himself.
Oh my gosh, she
doesn't watch. Oh, she does watch all of them.
Maybe.
I just like them a lot. They're nice.
So you were just talking about Minecraft before you yelled at Temmie and ran out of the room.
Yes. Mm. We always come back to Minecraft. Like, every so often, you know, it's like, what do we do? What game can every one of us play and enjoy? Just comes back to Minecraft. And I think, like, I don't know. I think it's one of those games where you always have stuff to do, you know? Like, people can play differently. And then with enough people in one server, it's pretty much like an MMO.
It is. Right? Yeah. Scar, do you like Minecraft? Because I know it's not usually your kind of game.
Okay. My opinion about Minecraft is somewhat similar to my opinion about Mafia, which is, I don't like it unless it's with friends or a very low amount. Like, Minecraft for me is like, because I don't really like the building aspect of the game. I think if you don't like the building aspect, then, like, that's half of not more of the game. So if you don't like that aspect, the other half is like grinding, creating like grinds, whether you grind for XP or grind for, like, mining, like, stuff like that. And I play like Monster Hunter World and I play like Path of Exile. So I play, like, the ultimate grinding games, like, games that cannot be, like, grindier. So I don't have any real passion for Minecraft. I'll play it here and there. It's not a big deal, but it's, like, it's not for me.
Okay. Fair enough. You hate fun.
Yeah.
I get it.
I hate fun. Speaking about fun, Michael, I'm going to change the topic. This is not one of our topics. That dog just went on sale, Mike. Are you buying it?
Yes, the new robotics dog.
Okay, way back when, Boss Robotics has a mechanical robot dog.
Yeah.
That they would not sell. Michael tried to ask to buy it, and what did they say?
They said, no, you cannot buy it. You can only buy it if you're a construction company or a disaster relief fund.
Yes.
And I was considering, like, establishing a fake construction company to try and buy this stock. But now they're selling it openly on to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And I am looking at it right now on my other screen. And the dog, the base model itself, is quite pricey, I have found. It is $75,000.
Wow.
For the Boston Dynamics robot dog. So, wow, they're really, like, gouging the add-ons as well. Like, it comes with the base thing, and you have to, like, Apple dongle a bunch of other functionality onto it.
Well, wait, what's so great about it?
Oh, I just wanted a robot dog, mm-hmm. was my thing. Like, it's just a robot dog they made so you can, like, control it through software, and it's badass. It moves like a dog. What if you're at a party and there's a robot dog with drinks on its back?
That's actually
bringing you alcohol. Kind of badass. You're never going to forget that, right? It can walk up and down stairs and shit. It's fucking sick. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to purchase the $75,000 dog, though.
Why?
It's
$75,000.
When's your
birthday?
Oh,
lovely! Look, all I'm going to say is, like, just for, like, probably $25,000 more. Wow, you can buy by quantity. You can ask for more than one at once.
Get one name you can, and like, Timmy.
What breed is it after? Does it look like a certain breed of dog?
No, it looks like a robot dog.
No, it's right here. I can link it in the description.
Oh.
It is.
Looking at it.
It looks like it's just a fucking robot.
Oh.
But it can do some really advanced, like, movement.
Oh, this looks like
robot dog.
Black Mirror, you know, the one that chases you and kills you.
Yeah. Look at that. The add-ons are very expensive.
29,000 for inspection camera.
For inspection camera.
21,000 for a panoramic view cam.
Bruh.
I don't even know what these would do.
A GPU, 25,000.
Oh my god. That's just fucking crazy. But they can do it because it's proprietary hardware.
Software, yeah.
$75,000.
Yeah, for a LiDAR? Fucking hell.
We need to ask Pokey for a loan real quick.
But God knows I want this dog, because I think it'd be fun to program and move around the house. And that's literally just about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be sick, though.
Maybe in your next P.O. Box opening, there will be
my God. If someone...
like, prince out there who, like, will... is a fan of Michael Reeves and buys it for him.
Damn.
If there are any rich princes out there who is a fan of Michael Reeves who would don't buy it for buy him, please, I am his girlfriend, please buy me an animation voiceover studio.
I am
going to cost a whole shot, lot man. More.
I gotta shoot my shot.
You tried.
Thank you. Yeah, I keep talking.
You're the host.
You're the host.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm not very good at
this. Leslie, are you raising your hand?
Yes. Well, no. Yes. Just really quickly, I saw that I have the list of topics open as well. Mm-hmm. And yes. Before we move on, well, we already moved on, but there's one thing about chess and there's this whole thing about elitism. And then there's this article that came out that I just wanted to touch on that was like basically shitting on this whole tournament and saying like basically that that chess at a beginner level should never be streamed for the public because it like ruins the integrity of the game. Yada yada yada.
That's it was so funny.
Who wrote this? Is it like a boomer? I'm sorry. Yeah. It's just
it was like a super boomer take.
That's such a outdated take.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But
stop gatekeeping things people do for fun.
Yeah, I can link the article. It's like
please do. I want to mold. Yeah,
it's in the Discord, but it's from chesstech.org, and then it was the one on the right. And for some reason, they targeted me as like the example of like of how like of why it's so bad. And they're like the in one of the paragraphs it says, "Who cares for a match between Carlsen and Aronian, who are apparently like two of the best players, when you can see Fuseli, right?" And but it's like
true
shitting on me, essentially saying,
this "Why?" Bob and Danny, commentators of many world class events, cannot help laugh. laughing. What grammar? A simple knight check picks up the queen. Will Foosley see it? Her hand moves towards the knight, but she picks up a pawn next to it. Eyes are rolling. Her opponent doesn't use the chance to save his queen, blah, blah, blah. It's just, it's, what?
It's such a, the way it was, phrased, it's just so, it looks so down, and it was such a boomer take, I couldn't help
he's
but just
such
watch
a
it.
Boomer. They have a picture of the people who have that opinion, and he's a fucking boomer. It's great. That's such a weird thing to...
Boomer is a mentality, not appearance. It's like, it's a mentality.
Yeah.
It's such like a... I don't know, outdated way to think about it.
Yeah, it was just a side note that I remember I forgot that I wanted to touch on that. It was so ridiculous yeah, that people could be gatekeeping chess for a 1500-year-old game. They're like, no, this game should never be broadcasted at a beginner level because it
should never have fun with this.
If anything, they should be, they should feel so happy.
Yeah, they should feel really happy.
Like, how are you going to be able to like have a resurgence of chess? Like, did checkers start getting popular anytime recently? Like, do you think Go is going to be played again? Hell no, dude. Chess is like really fucking lucky because from what I understand, like, that's like a dying game, you know? I feel like that's a game that like loses interest over time. For especially as we go more and more into the digital age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
like the other take a lot. We live in I don't know how to pronounce this. Endogamy? Is that how you E-N-D-O-G-A-M-Y?
That's a large word, yes.
Endogamy.
I don't know
pronunciation.
It.
Yeah. Endogamy.
Google it, maybe.
I don't know.
Endogamy! I was right! Anyway, in chess world, we live in perpetual endogamy, repeating ourselves. Almost no one is investing in reaching out to new audiences. So, like, the fact that, you know, you're participating in this, like, they're getting so many new eyeballs on chess. That's a game that's, like, literally hundreds and hundreds of years old. I think that's amazing! And I think it's so, it's like a win-win for everyone. Like, I don't know, that's so weird that they would complain about it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that they targeted you, like, Foosley.
I was very insulted. But it's because apparently one of the games I played was, like, called... It was the blunder... What they call it the train wreck of the tournament because both me and the guy I was playing against, Nate Hill, were, like, blundering left and right, but
I
not
think that's
catching.
Hilarious, though.
But that was fine. Like, I didn't realize it until I watched it back that, like, they're, like, the hosts are screaming, like, oh, my gosh, blundered. But, like, I'm just, like, playing, and then this guy watches it, and he's disgusted by, like, what he's watching and why it's, how could this be broadcasted? You're ruining the integrity of the game here. How dare you people enjoy a game, like, but from beginners. It was so ridiculous to me.
Wait,
so
that's
just...
so funny. I love it.
Yeah.
So I think most people are, like, on the side of more mm-hmm. eyes to chess, the better. I think that's a minority, for sure.
Agreed. So, this is a side note. Would you guys compete in a tournament? If, like, I heard they're doing a Twitch Rivals. Would you guys do it?
I told whatchamacallit, Nakamura to invite me to the next one. Or I told Boxbox to tell Nakamura to invite me to the next one. I'm down.
I don't know. I'm really bad. So I feel bad.
I do it.
I do it for shits and giggles. You know, like, if people entertainment, they want to see, like, blunder after blunder after blunder, I'll go.
Yeah, if they don't mind seeing that in the tournament, horsey go burp, I move both horses. Like, I'm fine with it then.
That's literally how we played. I moved my first horse, then my second horse to me.
Uh-oh, horsey.
Once, I moved all my pawns up just one space in one row. Just, like, one row up, and I'm it's all even
the impenetrable defense.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, chess pieces, if you want to know how to play chess, you need to know, like, all the interactions between the boards. Speaking of interactions, as online creators, you guys get a lot of interactions when it comes to viewers and fans. Sometimes instantaneously through stream.
Mm-hmm. Good
what are some
way,
of the
Lily.
Most frequent comments you receive?
Take it away.
Does this guy ever win?
Oh no!
That's like whenever I read my chat, like, how come when I watch this guy, he always loses?
Oh no! I see.
That's unfortunate.
I get
a lot of people comment. They just like listening to me, like a one man podcast, I guess, one woman podcast. Like, they just have it in the background, they, like, chill. And I'm like, how do you guys deal when I play video games? And once in a while, I'll scream, you know? Like, really loud, because I missed a headshot or something. And they're like, We get used to it. We're like, okay, that's cute. What about you, Leslie?
Like a comment I receive a lot?
Yeah.
That's kind of tricky because I think I do so many different things. It depends what I'm doing. But I get a lot of like, wow, you're bad at whatever you're doing.
I'm so wow, sorry.
She's actually, the one I see a lot is she's pretending. Like she's actually pretending to be bad. No, and though it's, I'm just like.
Leslie, I get that too.
You do.
Sometimes people are like, she's just pretending to be this bad, right? Because it's cute or whatever. They're just trolling. And I'm like, is it more insulting to say like we are that bad? Yeah, we're totally pretending. I'm actually really good at Valorant. You guys just haven't seen me pop off yet, but yep. I don't know which one, but yeah.
I don't know how to feel when I see that. I'm like, damn, am I that bad that they think I'm pretending?
Yeah, which no, I'm like, shit. I have to say like, guys, I'm not trolling. I'm just that bad. Like, yeah. I don't know what to say. I was gonna ask Michael, what kind of comments do you get, like, you know, on YouTube? But it's just shitty robot ideas, right?
Build robot that does X, haha, Roomba go burr.
Have you actually had one that was, like, really good?
Huh?
Have you actually seen a robot idea that was, like, pretty good?
Yeah, yes, I have had robot ideas. Like once in a, like, very long blue moon, there'll be an idea that's just solid, and, like... you can, like, take some of those ideas. It's like the fucking enchanting table in Minecraft. You can take the components of good ideas and you can put them together into, like, something you can actually do.
Can you straighten out your glasses? They're crooked.
No, no problem.
Oh, no.
Look so derpy.
Okay. Michael, what robot idea are you working on now?
It's not really a robot idea. More so like a video idea, right?
Yeah, it's got some tasers in it.
It's like he's going back to his OG, like.
It's got like an eye tracker. It's like I just explained this last night, but it's like an eye tracker that you know those eye trackers that mm-hmm. people use on stream? Mm-hmm. I came across something on Reddit a few days ago where it's like an AI that can solve Waldo puzzles. Where's Waldo puzzles? You know, like finding the guy on the page. Yeah. And I'm like, I want to do a video where it's like, I can train humans to be faster than the AI. Like, we're going to be better than the AI. So it's like, use the eye tracker to see if you can find Waldo on a Where's Waldo page. And you need to find him within a certain amount of time or you get electrocuted in the chair that you're sitting in. So it's like, it knows if you found Waldo or not.
By, like, that's you can tell if you're looking at it.
Yeah, if you're on, like, the location where Waldo is.
Can you please straighten your glasses? It's, like, please, man. Okay.
Oh, no.
Can you do
it? I actually get dizzy. Holy crap. Doesn't that make you dizzy?
Oh, the glasses?
No. Yeah.
I think my prescription is a lot weaker than yours.
What are the comments that are your favorite to read? Bitch. What?
Huh?
Huh? What?
Favorite comments to read?
Yeah. Ooh, or like comments that you read over the years that really stuck with you. I can tell one of mine, but it's not a good one. Okay. Way before.
Ready.
No, because it stuck with me over the years, right? It's one of those, it was back when, like, people made, like, much bigger fuss about my voice and stuff, right? And it was a little higher back then, but all the stuff. And then one of the people commented on my videos, oh, God, her voice, kill her before it lays eggs or something, right? And I'm like, that is so funny. Like, I'm a fucking alien or something. Like, kill it before it lays eggs. I'm like, that's so funny. I'm sorry, but that always, like, stuck with me. It was, like, 6 years ago, too. Like, that's really funny. All right, sorry. Anyway, anyone else that really stuck with you?
The mean ones stick more than the nice ones, I think.
Absolutely. That's just human nature.
Yeah.
Like, you can have a bunch of positive comments and that one negative comment, and it is what it is.
There is this one guy who, like, I don't know how often he comes around a lot, but he, like, okay, I don't know if it's one guy, but he, like, makes these accounts that are basically, like, it'll spam, like, in my chat, and it's just, like, Edison's gonna leave you. I already know, like, you know, and it's just like in giant text, and his name is like, Edison deserves better, or Fuzley, like,
what,
like,
yeah,
yeah, fuck? And like he'll like, get banned, shit. And he'll make another, and he's been going at it for a long, I don't even know, it feels like years, but it'll just be in a wave, and I'll look and I'm like, damn. And sometimes it's like really mean, like it'll be like why he thinks like Edison's out of my league, and like why I deserve to be alone and stuff. I'm like,
what?
And it scares me that there's someone doing this, like there's someone out there like who's like, yeah, doing
obsessive.
Like it's so creepy, like to think of this person, okay, I got banned, I'm gonna redo that, here's my new message that I'm gonna make and post, like that's so creepy to me. And so that sticks with me, like the ones that like make me feel like really unsettled.
That is,
I'm like, that's
really pathetic.
Very, yeah.
Like, it, but I'm super pathetic.
There are, yeah, some weirdos out there, man. Super,
you could weird. Be doing really something are. Else with your life, but so, you choose to do that instead with your time. Like, I can't wrap. That's just really pathetic.
Like, of all the things you're like spending your time doing, exactly. It just blows my mind. Like, that's why it's scary.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so weird, too. Like, I think obsessive behavior in general. And this can go both ways, whether they're like a super fan or a super hater is, yeah, not like healthy. But...
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Agreed.
Do you guys have any like messages like that? Like people like went out of their way to send you stuff? I had one time in my chat where I banned someone, right? Mm-hmm. It was like their name was like Lily Peach is a slut or some shit like that, right? And I banned them, obviously. And they made another Twitch account. Lily Peach is a slut too.
Oh no, he did.
Like, I'm like, yeah, your fucking stupid fucking mod doesn't change the fact that you're a slut. Blah blah blah. I'm like, man, again, not once, not twice, but another time, Lily Peach is a slut. I think like 2-3 times they made Twitch accounts and they stopped. There was another time on Reddit too. They kept like making new accounts to like respond because I kept blocking them and banning them. But like, people who just, like, go out of their way to make new accounts and harass you. I had that happen on Twitter, too. Mm-hmm. I block people on Twitter that annoy me. Like, I think it's just, you know, life's too short to deal with people like that. I just block and move on. Some people take that kind of personally, and then they make new accounts to message you, right? You block that one. They make another account. You block that one. It just goes on and on, and I'm like, wow. Anyway. Anyone like that?
I think I have very normal fans, you know? Even like the okay, I'm not a girl, okay? I know the fucking freaks you and Pokey get, okay, Lily? Like, just freak of natures out there who, like try to find where you live, like, try to find what you're doing every day, harass your friend. Like, those people I don't
not
get.
As bad as Pokey.
Yeah, oh, Pokey, yeah, has some imagine. Real...
the worst by far.
Real weirdos.
Like...
yeah. I've seen people come to my chat, like, yo, I love watching your stream, and I'm like, hey man, thanks dude.
Yeah.
And it's like,
this is all in the past. I don't think I get that people anymore, but like, I'm just talking in the past.
Feel like it used to be way worse, like in general.
It was way worse, and yeah, for sure. But nowadays it's like pretty chill. But I have the stories to tell, so it's like, okay, cool. Yeah. I like that.
Like,
yeah.
I've never had like a... Yeah, everything's pretty chill. I've had like maybe a couple bad fan interactions. Nothing that was like absurd, except for that one time I was at the party. Oh yeah, I told this story. I was at a party, and E3 came on, and during E3 week, they're throwing like parties nonstop, pretty much every day. And like I was at one of them because I was at E3 for a sponsor that day, and like someone came up to me and they just told me I was shit. Like I thought like.
What?
Like no one in their right mind does that to someone. Like so I thought he was like joking. Like he came up to me and he's like, you're shit at League of Legends. And this was still back when I was playing League. And I was trying to jungle for Twitch Rivals. And then I was like, haha. And he looks at me dead in the eye and he says, no, I mean it. You're really fucking bad at League. Like, and he starts listing off the way how bad I am. I can't do this. And I'm just looking at him. I'm just like so confused.
Like baffled. Like,
yeah, yeah. I'm like so confused. I'm like, what the fuck? And eventually I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then like I just like just leave because I just like, I was so confused.
He's fucking crazy.
Yeah, you know, he is insane. And I talked to Dyrus about him later, and Dyrus is like, oh yeah, that's that guy who stalks like my girlfriend. he's like the person who like talks to her and says and like thinks that like he owns her because he donates to her. And I'm like, ah, okay, so that guy was fucking weirdo. Cool. I knew that guy was insane, you know?
What the fuck?
Yeah,
you got some validation on
it.
This is fucking crazy.
I feel like people who do that type of stuff probably have some shit going on in their life anyway. Like, I don't know any normal, happy person who would ever do that to another person. I don't know. It's just
I just like how you had to clarify that he wasn't kidding. I was like, haha. He's like, no. You fucking no, suck.
Really?
Yeah, really. You suck ass at League.
Blows my mind because you never, never see people come up to you in person. It's always online. Everyone's behind you.
Yes. So like, in all the years of, like, done conventions and whatever, like, no one has ever said shit to me face to face. It has always, always been like behind anonymous, which makes me feel better that they can't say it face to face, right? Mm-hmm. Or like they have to do it behind the anonymous mask.
Yep. Blows my mind.
I think that just happens to, like, you know, if you're like really successful, you're gonna get like some haters. But speaking of success, because of your successes as creators, you're often looked to as role models in the industry. This results in many people asking the big question, how do I become a successful streamer or YouTuber?
Oh, God. Take it away, Michael.
Yeah, Michael. Yes.
Just upload videos and pray.
But how are you successful then?
You upload videos. I prayed a lot.
Was it one video? Like, you upload one video and then it just did well? Or like, how did it work for you?
I got very lucky when Reddit caught my first video, and it went to like r/shittyrobots, and they really blew it up. That was awesome. And then I had like 5 or 6 months where I just didn't do anything productive on the YouTube channel.
And after your first video.
Yeah, I started making like tutorials, which are completely because I didn't understand. I was like, videos are videos, these work. And, I mean, I wanted to make tutorials too because I thought
a lot of people cool. You know, still ask for like more the tutorials, right?
Start them up again. That's a long-term goal. It's a long-term goal.
You could stream those tutorials too.
Yes. And then hide your stream behind a paywall so people have
make your VOD sub only, so you're making money two different ways.
That's huge. Genius. I don't know. The only advice I can ever give to someone looking to start out on YouTube or Twitch is to just do something you enjoy and make a content out of it. Because if you don't enjoy it, then someone else is not going to enjoy it.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, before I was on Twitch, I tried to make videos when I was in high school. I even have diary entries. I'm like, I would love to do something online, maybe make a YouTube video. But I'm like, maybe it's singing. But like, I was like, if I do singing, I'm not good enough at singing. I'm not good enough at music, so then that wouldn't work. But maybe I could try. And then I would write like, maybe I could make science tutorial videos because I was a science bio major back then. Maybe I could write like make chemistry videos. So I that's why like I have tutorials of me like teaching a little bit of chemistry and singing a little bit.
That's from old, so cute.
Old stuff. And like, that's, you know, adorable. they're supposed to stay hidden, but then as Twitch I tried that, then people discovered them, and then I'm like, fuck,
that's funny.
That's so cute.
I have some early embarrassing YouTube videos from when I was very young. Early
embarrassing YouTube videos. I think all of us started off kind of cringe. I'm still cringe, that's the, you know, but
same.
Yeah,
but we get some more validation because people watch it and they're like, okay, you know.
What
maybe,
was your like first video, like first content you've ever created that got you like fans and stuff, or streaming? I don't know.
I didn't have one. I feel like it was always just like, oh well, there was an incident that happened, and then the whole PewDiePie guitar thing.
Oh, I mean like in the very beginning. You know,
even before.
Oh, we're not
that.
Talking about like, you know,
like a certain thing.
Cool. You guys can't remember your humble beginnings? No. I'm joking. I'll go first.
My very first Reddit post was announcing when I was going to stream. Like, I think 8 years ago, 9 years ago. and it has like my stream, and it has like a fucking emote in the fucking. It has like a fucking emote face, like a fucking like the little parentheses in the different size circles for eyes. I have to find this. It's fucking I look at it and I was like, what the fuck was I thinking back then, dude? But I was like introducing my stream for the first time ever. And I remember that being like
funny. Scar used to type different. Like I have past DMs from him. Hold on. Mm-hmm.
I used to have emotes in my DMs and people are just like, what? He put emojis in his
DMs. Why no emojis?
He asked me for 2014. He asked me for Twitch emotes, right?
Yes.
This was back when like I think there weren't that many Twitch emote artists. I know. There weren't, like, all of them as you see now. Yes, me. I don't know why. And I'm like, hey, Salman, hey, what do you want? It's 28 by 28. It's really small. And he's like, I have no idea what I want. ... You know, like, the crying face. Like, can you imagine Scara typing ...
That's epic.
It's so cute.
I've never seen it type an emoji.
Dude, I know. It's like old Scara. So cute. Scara, you should do it again. You've changed. Type the crying faces again. It's so cute.
Why did you drop the emojis?
I just wasn't feeling it anymore, you know?
Sometimes I like doing emotes just because, like, to let them know that I am not trying to be, like, aggressive. You know, I come in peace. And I think emotes do a really good job of conveying it.
Yeah, when I don't want to think of the words to convey something. I just want to get it done with a simple emote.
I feel like sometimes it's like a serial killer vibe. Like, you add the smiley at the end of a statement. And you're just like...
Yeah, the Sykuno vibe.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Michael does that all the time. I'm like talking about something. He's like, don't worry, I will listen to you. And he types like ... That's the only smiley face he ever uses. He always attaches it to all of his messages. And I'm just like... I know he means it, but like in text, my brain's like, okay.
I have the problem where I like after I type a thing out and then I'll go ! ! And then I have to go back and remove, and I'm like, too many.
Really, just send it.
Smiley here. No, because it look, I look crazy. I look like I'm like, oh my god, hi. Like I just, I have to like take out ! And smiley faces,
I think,
and
then I send so it. Funny.
I send
There's
it.
An art to this.
Mm-hmm. An art for, yeah, it is. You know, I try to match the level that somebody sends me to. Like, yeah, they're like no emojis. I just do one. But if they're like hella emojis, I do like five.
Sometimes it's fun going completely the opposite. Like when you talk to Toast, right? He's so like, yes. Yeah, so I like go all out. I'm like, hey Toast, colon ... And I'm like, it's cute. Anyway, do we have anything else? Do you have anything else you want to talk about? Or how long has it been?
You tell me. Actually, I can.
It has been
about the hour,
hour
mark. 13. That's how long the podcasts usually go.
Oh, she knows.
I do know.
Wow. An hour? Leslie?
About an hour.
Leslie, what's been happening in your life? Anything cool? Anything
crazy?
Yes,
the copyright strike stuff and the chess stuff.
That we haven't talked about.
Oh, Edison got a new place. And so, yeah, and then so I've been helping move him in over there. And
when's the wedding?
Huh?
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, dun. Wedding. I had a dream. I was at the wedding last night. So we haven't planned the wedding yet, but I really want to plan it like now. So we've been recently talking and we had a conversation the other day and I was like, you know, if we were just married like right now, I'd be down. And he's like, me too. But now we have to go through this like planning process, and both of us are not a fan of the planning process. So I'm watching YouTube videos where they're talking.
Can't
about
you guys just
planning.
Go to Vegas and get hitched? You know,
I was thinking about just doing a paper wedding and then just holding a party, you know, and inviting everyone just do a party. But then I kind of also want the whole like, you know, walk
the whole day.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, and then like
I think like a lot of girls like. All of our friends like want that experience. No, you know, like a little wedding dress and like walking down and like seeing your husband seeing you for the first time and the flowers and all that shit. I'm gonna catch the flower.
I'm scared that like I'm gonna cry like walking
down
the aisle
and
be like
gonna
I'm just gonna be sobbing like
you're gonna cry.
Every wedding I've been to, like, I fucking bawl. Like, I can't help it. It's so beautiful. When they're, like, looking in each other's eyes and they're like, I do. And then it's like, oh, so cute. And then, like, when they make the speeches, like for example, in Edison's prison, Leslie, when I first met you, I was just a nerd at Microsoft, but no, like, you know, like, I'm not half the man I used to be, like, shit like that. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, like, I do. See, I want to do that whole thing too, because I think that it feels so good when it's over and all the memories and the speeches and the dances. So I'm going to do it, but then, you know, it's planning and then you got to pick everything, all the colors.
Wedding planners.
Bachelorette.
You can use wedding planners, right?
That's true. We'll have a wedding planner probably. Okay, this has motivated me to start the planning this weekend.
I want to go to a wedding.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
I want to go somewhere. Do you have any plans for like when like this virus is over? Like, are you going traveling? Are you going anywhere, Leslie?
I want to so bad. I've been having massive cabin fever, just stuck in. Yeah. Mm. I feel like so sad we can't go. Like yesterday, I just wanted to I was even looking up camping, like maybe Yosemite or like something. Like maybe I'll go to, because I just want to get out. But I know that if I go to Vegas or anywhere, like it's not going to be the same. So maybe camping. But then I looked up and those are all booked for till September. So I'm like, damn it. Maybe I'll go to Big Bear. I don't know. I just want to get out. So it doesn't matter where. I'll go anywhere. I would literally go anywhere.
I want to go to Hawaii or Japan.
Hawaii. Yeah.
Hawaii.
Go to Hawaii. Japan?
Yeah.
Southeast Asia tour?
Huh?
Well, I kind of want to hit up Japan, South Korea, and maybe some other places.
End it with Hawaii.
Oh, holy crap. Do the whole
Japan.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I think it'd be fun.
Just want to travel for a month, maybe 3 weeks when we can. But I don't know if it's gonna be like a year. I feel like a year earliest, right? Maybe half a year till it's all lifted. I don't know. It's sad. So I've been going a little crazy, but
understandable.
Okay. Yeah,
family's not a bad idea. I think getting out of the house in any capacity safely is good.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
No, sorry. My segue wasn't that great.
No. Okay, I think, got you.
Hawaii, Japan, for sure.
Mm?
Hawaii, I've never been. And Michael's like, I'll show you Hawaii when you come over. Oh my God, I know where all the best Pokeball places are. We'll drive around Maui. It's gonna be so awesome.
Michael doesn't exactly say it like that.
We'll be fun.
He said
I don't say
exactly
it like that.
Michael literally is just like, I think I could fit in 2 days of stuff. So we can only stay in Hawaii for
maximum
4 days
of
max. And I'm just
from where I'm from, too.
Holy shit, okay.
And then Japan, because, Japan is always fun. Didn't really get to enjoy my time last time, so, revisiting.
Good to revisit.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Anyone else?
Skara?
I'm Asian gonna take a tour of Asia. With you guys, ideally.
I miss doing group streams abroad.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. That was really fun. Just exploring with friends and having fun eating, and making content. That was nice.
When you're out in public, it makes, or when you're out on in Japan, for example, and then you feel that, I kind of miss home feeling. And then it makes you appreciate being home more,
True.
So I kind of miss, we're all here. And then it's if we go to Japan or something, then we'll be it's been 2 weeks, it's been fun, but now I want to go back. And then you come home and you're like, oh, I love being home again. Mm-hmm. And then, so I kind of
miss my dog when I go.
The only thing the quarantine has done good for me is I've saved a lot of money. Aside from the food that I buy, I have no expenses. It's just rent, and I don't go anywhere ever.
Right now.
I even bought stuff online just to feel something. And after I bought it, I was just like, I was like, okay, that was a couple hundred. I'm good. I'm just back to working. Something. Yeah. The retail therapy is legit.
No, it is.
I bought a really expensive makeup palette the other day, even if I'm not going out, because I just wanted to feel
Pat McGrath? Pat McGrath!
Pat McGrath.
That is an expensive palette.
Pat McGrath.
I wanted to splurge and I was looking up makeup palettes and reviews and stuff. Everyone always hypes this palette up and I'm I'm gonna buy it. I'm just gonna do my makeup at home and take cute selfies even if I'm not going outside. Self-care, I think. Mm-hmm.
I have the same palette. It's a Mothership 4. No, I don't remember. It's, the one
it's Mothership. A, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something has a really shiny, this yes. bronze one. And,
yeah,
oh.
yeah. Okay. It's brown, nice. I really like brown. It.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Pretty. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we all want to get out of the house, but we can't. But what we can do is get out of this podcast. Am I right? Thank Ooh. You so much. Dude, the segues are
Shout out to the sponsors.
Thank you. What are we sponsored by?
We are not we are sponsored not by anything sponsored today.
I have a kind of question. What's I saw that one of the podcasts was sponsored by Comfy Beats. That wasn't actually sponsored by Comfy Beats, was it?
Did you?
Or did they not know that? Oh.
Yeah, you know, actually, Comfy Beats is sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah.
Actually paying Offline TV to shout
out. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Lily, where's the check?
Wait, but I feel bad. I haven't uploaded music in a while, so I haven't been shouting it out because I feel really bad. There's nothing. But if you're interested, you know, Lily Peach on Spotify, you know, I'm just saying. All okay, right. Anyway, that's not important. Do you guys have any other shout outs that you want to shout out?
Leslie, where can they find you?
Where do we find you?
Foosley, F-U-S-L-I-E, even though the whole chess broadcast calls me Foosley, and then like everyone's been just going, oh, it's Foosley, so now I'm starting to think it's pronounced Foosley, yeah, whatever, but it's Foosley. Well, it doesn't really matter because my name could be Leslie. My mom says Leslie, but I say Leslie because it's like lazier. I have a lisp, so Leslie.
Long tangent.
Foosley. Yeah.
So where can they find you?
Foosley, F-U-S-L-I-E, and that's it on anything and everything. Yes. That's it. Thanks for having me, guys.
And Gift finds a restaurant really everywhere. Yeah, thanks for coming on, Leslie.
Yeah, thank you, Leslie, for being our guest today. And if you like this podcast, make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Tell me how I did on my segues. I'm personally proud of them, but like I understand really if it good. Wasn't up to standard. Let me know what I could do better next time. And
Toast is gone for this episode, but I'm hopefully he'll be back next.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.